is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A local singer-songwriter has music featured in the Netflix series Deaf You. Aziza Love was uniquely positioned to offer her creative offerings to such a series, which focuses on deaf and hard-of-hearing students at Gallaudet University. Her mother had encouraged her to join her in taking sign language and deaf interpretation courses while her mother was working towards a certification. And meanwhile, her own musical endeavors created a name for herself locally and beyond. She's appeared on stage alongside superstars like Earth, Wind & Fire, Mary J. Blige, 2 Chainz. I spoke with Aziza Love earlier. Here's our pre-recorded interview.
If love is cruel and painful, what a masochistic fool I must be.
And that was the song Smooth Criminal from the album by Aziza Love, who joins us now via Zoom. Aziza, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. You've had a really cool opportunity in recent months, and you had some of your creations featured on the new Netflix series Deaf You, which premiered back in October. Can you talk a little bit about how this collaboration came to be, how you were contacted or reached out and connected with the producers of Deaf You?
Yeah, absolutely. When I hear people say that, it still just blows my mind. So I booked my own solo tour of the East Coast last fall. And it was a crazy time in my life. And I just really wanted to share this new music that I had and kind of just venture out. I love Cincinnati, but sometimes, you know, you got to fly. So I did a few shows in D.C. and So Far Sound, shout out to them. They're a wonderful organization that books all kinds of artists. They've got different setups all over the world. So I was doing a So Far Sound show out in D.C. and the So Far crew emailed me basically saying that there was a production company that was working with students from the university for the deaf community out in DC, and they wanted to translate one of my songs. So Smooth Criminal, I think it's a crowd favorite. It's one of, well, all my songs are like my children, so I can't say I have a favorite, but it's definitely one that gets the crowd energized and singing along with me. So I chose that one. But I ended up seeing the email too late. So I didn't get to work with one of the students to like translate the song. However, when I pulled up to DC, this was actually the day I moved to DC, which was, it was crazy, the timing. When I pulled up, I got to meet the production company, and it was a lot like more extensive than I thought. So all of the big cameras, lighting, it was really cool. And getting to meet some of the different students from the university and the other artists that were able to work kind of one-on-one with them was really dope. The production company was beautiful. Everybody behind the camera was just so kind. It was a great show. And then being able to see it on the screen, which I had no idea it was going to be on Netflix. They did not say that at all. They just said that they were creating like a docuseries.
So this was a show that was being produced and maybe they didn't know exactly where it was going to end up.
Maybe. I don't know. But good for them. It's definitely doing its thing on Netflix.
No kidding. So just to let our listeners know, again, the show is called Deaf You. It's an 8-episode reality series that follows students at a unique university. Did you know about this university?
No, I did not. But see, my mother is a sign language interpreter, and she's been practicing and communing with that community for years since I was really little. So she knew about it.
Okay. So that must have been really cool for you. I mean, not just to have your music selected to be part of a series that has done really well on Netflix, but to have this personal connection to the deaf community and your mother being knowledgeable about Gallaudet University.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very special. It felt extremely close to home. And my mom, you know, her and I are very close. So her being excited about it made me even more excited about it. And we're actually talking about integrating sign language into my sets moving forward, just as a way to be inclusive.
So your mother has this connection to the deaf community, being a sign language interpreter. And now you've got this connection to the deaf community through this groundbreaking docuseries, which I've seen in some reports described as a docu-soap. I don't know if that's something that you're familiar with that term. I read about it in an online publication, Vulture, that explained the docuseries is referred to as a docu-soap. And what did you think of the show?
You know what? I'm still getting through it. I'm still watching it. But I think it's beautiful how all of these different narratives are being highlighted. Like, it's not something that I've ever seen before on this kind of platform. So I think it's extremely informative. I think my mind just gets blown just hearing, you know, these stories and watching these stories, really.
We're talking with Aziza Love, an R&B and soul singer from Cincinnati. You mentioned that you got this opportunity right about the time you arrived in Washington, D.C., where you had relocated. Are you still out of town? Are you still living somewhere else?
No, I'm actually right back in the Queen City. I'm here. But shortly after, I only lived in D.C. for a couple months, and then I moved to New York for a while. And at the top of last year, before everything shut down because of COVID, I came back for a few shows and I've been back ever since.
What has it been like for you? We've talked to a lot of musicians over the past several months about the way that your livelihood has been so disrupted. There are certainly new ways, thankfully, to create content and songs and to produce and put stuff out for your audience. But I imagine, like we've heard from so many others, it's just not the same. You talked about some crowd favorites. You don't have the crowds, you know, to interact with in person.
It has been extremely difficult. And I can't emphasize extremely difficult enough, because I've been a full-time artist for the past, you know, almost 8 years. So it's been my main source of income, and not even just financially, energetically, it's been a main source of, you know, being replenished. Live shows are so amazing, just to be able to exchange that energy and that positive interaction. It's really beautiful to me. So to not really have many spaces where I can do that has been tough. Now, just recently, I have been able to get a few gigs here and there. I'm performing now every last Saturday at Nostalgia. Beautiful spot. My favorite spot to grab wine, honestly, but I'm biased. And I actually just had a show last night down at Esoteric Brewery, where I had a little soft launch of my fashion collection, a skill that I picked up during the pandemic.
What does that mean to have picked up a fashion ability? I mean, did you launch a line of clothes?
I did. So I've been sewing a lot, and I did as a child. My mom was also just a wonderful seamstress. But I've been sewing my own pieces. So any performance, which has kind of been far and few in between the last year, I've been wearing head to toe clothing that I've made. And I just kind of wanted to keep that going and share that with people that, you know, have been pouring into me. So last night I was able to, you know, get some models to walk in some of my clothes, and that was really fun. Of course, we were doing it safely. But it's, again, just a little weird because of, you know, the different restrictions. But I was still extremely grateful to share positive energy with folks.
We're talking with Aziza Love, an R&B and soul singer from right here in Cincinnati. She grew up in Bond Hill, Walnut Hills, and Westwood. I read about you, Aziza, in Cincinnati Magazine, where it said you're 25 years old. You just mentioned that you've been earning your living through music for 8 years. I'm trying to do some quick math. That takes me back to you being 17 years old when you launched this. Now, it's not unusual for a teenager with talent to aspire to a career in the entertainment business. How were you able to pull it off?
I have to believe in myself every day. And that's not, you know, that's not hard to do because I'm a very spiritual person. And I believe that I've been, just like everybody, we've been given these different gifts. And I feel I have a really deep purpose, meaningful purpose in this life. And that's really what's pushing me. I don't feel like I'm necessarily living this life just for me because we're all so connected. And whatever words and gifts that I may have, I can share it with someone. And it's my responsibility, a divine responsibility to share that. It's been hard, though. It's been very hard.
I can imagine, but it's tough, but you have had some pretty significant successes. Obviously, we reached out to have you on because we heard this connection to the Netflix series Deaf You, but I understand you've been billed alongside people like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Mary J. Blige, 2 Chainz. I mean, that's not nothing, as they say.
Yeah, I've got plenty more coming. So the one beautiful thing about, you know, this pandemic and things being shut down, there's a lot going on in the digital world. And I've been connecting with all kinds of people from, you know, I'll shout out Jackie Cruz, who is an actress off of Orange is the New Black. That's a random story. And maybe I can be invited back one day and I'll tell you the crazy story of how I met her.
Oh, we'd love that.
But I also just acquired a mentor, Carrie Brothers, who is this phenomenal producer who co-wrote and produced Alicia Keys' first 4 albums. And he just recently, a couple weeks ago, agreed to executive produce my next project. And we're working on some music now. It's amazing. I'm deeply grateful. But again, it took me a lot to get to this point and to not give up. Well, but I owe my life to music.
Well,
so
we know Alicia Keys made quite an entry into the entertainment world with her first album. So, I mean, at the risk of repeating myself, that's not nothing either.
Yeah, truth. I'm grateful for it all, really. I don't take any of it for granted.
So what do you want? You know, you've been grinding it out and working really hard. You've made a bit of a name for yourself. I mean, you're still going to be working at it, I imagine. What's your ultimate goal? Where will you be when you think, this is it, I've made it, if you don't feel that way already?
You know, I think there's always going to be room to grow. There's always going to be songs to sing, songs to write, people to support. What I want is freedom. I want freedom. I want love. I want joy for myself and all people. And not just all people, all beings. I feel like we as living beings on this earth have a duty to also the environment, the earth. So to pour into the earth is essential. Right now I'm, you know, a hobby of mine is, you know, working on my survival skills. So I go out into the woods. I built like a little tree house. I'm looking at building an eco-friendly space for myself and my little puppy to live in and grow all 4 seasons so I can create and generate, you know, wealth in a different way, not financial wealth, but generational wealth, like assets, having land, especially for our communities here. You know, there are plenty of people, especially people of color, that do not have the resources to gain assets like stocks or even knowledge of stocks and acquiring land. And I'm grateful to say I acquired land last year on my 25th birthday. So these are the kinds of things that I want to share. And there's no stopping that. There's no point where I'll just be sitting back like, oh, I did it, because there's always going to be love to share. And, you know, everyone's going to need a reminder to be free. So I'm in this for life. It's about legacy.
Aziza Love is a self-titled urban soul content curator and creatress. She's from Cincinnati. She's an R&B and soul singer. Some of her work recently featured in the new Netflix docuseries, Deaf You. You can watch it now on the Netflix app. Aziza, thank you so much for sharing these words. I do hope we get to talk again, especially when we find out whatever is next for you, for sure. It sounds like you've got a lot of cool stuff ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you once again for chatting with me. This has been so nice.
and you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.